Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The University of Kentucky will host their annual Wheat Field Day Tuesday, May 14th at the UK Research and Education Center in Princeton. UK Ag agronomist Dr. Kerry Knott says one of this year's test plots will show how wet weather has impacted the crop this year.
We have some plots that we'll be driving by. I'm not sure we're going to stop there, that were planted pretty late, and so they're still really far behind. We also have that are starting to head right now, which is about, two and a half weeks early for a normal year.
Dr. Knott says the variety trials always get quite a bit of attention.
I'm not sure what they're up to, but usually it's around that 80 to 100 mark. So there's going to be a lot of varieties across many different companies as well. So like I said, this is a really good opportunity to get out and really see what these varieties look like and see what their potential is for your operation.
Yeah, there'll be some interesting information provided concerning head blight and some pests that have become a problem.
Sort of pesticide control, so we'll be looking, we'll have Dr. Raul Villanueva talking about aphids and wheat. We'll have Dr. Carl Bradley talking about head blight management, and there's quite a bit of new information coming out this year with some new products, and so that'll, I think, be a really big stop as well.
We'll talk more about the UK Wheat Field Day in a moment.
You'll find farms in all 120 Kentucky counties. Know what else you'll find? A Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance agent. That means you get coverage on what's important to you, from farms and fishing boats to minivans and mobile homes, from someone who's part of your community. That's why for 100 years, Kentucky Farm Bureau has been known as Kentucky's Farm Bureau. Why Farm Bureau? Because personal service from someone you know makes all the difference. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
UK Ag agronomist Dr. Kerry Knott says the Wheat Field Day Tuesday, May 14th will feature a stop about rye.
Another interesting topic that we'll be talking about, too, is cereal rye. And so Dr. Chad Lee will have a stop, or he's looking at some different treatments for cereal rye management, bringing that back into Kentucky. So we've got some interesting information on that over the last couple of years.
She adds there will also be a barley stop this year.
We've got some two rows and some six row barleys out in the variety trial this year. So those are very interesting. Those two row barleys are exactly what we're used to growing.
Dr. Knott notes the day will begin with registration at 8:30 at the UK Research and Education Center in Princeton.
So we'll begin our talks at 9, and we'll conclude with a lunch that's sponsored by the Kentucky Small Grain Growers Association. And so it's always a good event. There's good questions, and even if you don't ask a question, something that's maybe a little different than your perspective, and you go home with some really valuable information at the end of the day.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.